What is up, Buckeye Nation? This is Joe bringing you this week's player interviews. In case you missed it, go back and check our show we recorded Sunday night. I released it Monday morning, afternoonish. Go check that out with me and Jeff and Sean, and the Ryan Day press conference from Monday as well. Check those out. And so here we go. This week's player interviews are the Glamour Boys. We got 3 QBs and 4 LBs. Kind of weird how they only did 4 linebackers. A lot of guys were missing from these interviews, not sure why. So mostly we have older guys. Anyway, this is the order. We got quarterbacks first. C.J. Stroud, your QB1. Next, Devin Brown. Then Kyle McCord. Then our linebackers, we got E.A. Palie-Nautiote. Then linebacker Reed Carrico. Then Steel Chambers. And to finish it up with Taraja Mitchell. Hope you enjoy these, and I'll come back in at the end to wrap her up. Here we go.
One of the things that you're able to handle this year, maybe last year at this time, you weren't able to handle going into spring practice?
First and foremost, I just thank God for the opportunities he gave me in my life. But, honestly, I don't really see a huge difference. I'm getting all the rest with the ones. So, I mean, it's not really a big difference for me. Just like my mindset, just trying to get better, trying to be more competitive, trying to just push the defense to be great as well. And make really my job is to make everybody around me better. So,
just to the side, CJ, what is it like matching up with that Jim Knowles defense on a daily basis?
It's a good thing for the whole offense. They do a lot of different things, and they have different ways to get to different coverages, which is really good for my eyes to see, not just seeing cover 1, cover 3, or just base coverage every day. So I definitely appreciate Coach Knowles bringing in that new kind of swagger to the defense, and it really helps the offense.
Has that led to any growing pains for you, seeing different stuff every day in practice?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's practice. I try things. I try new things. I try to get better. Try whatever I can, really, just to see what I can do and what I cannot do. So I think it's been challenging. I think it's a good thing.
CJ, how would you compare your understanding of the game now to where you were maybe a year ago in spring ball?
Honestly, things change. Of course, you get more reps behind you. You kind of see it better. I think that's definitely something I'm doing better, is just kind of feeling the game more. I think I've always had a good mindset of like coverages and like seeing blitzes and things of that sort. But it's just like you're getting better and better. You're like, maybe one thing that took you 30 seconds to pick up, maybe take you 10 now. So like that's something I'm kind of picking up on.
So, Coach Day said, he was asked the other day about the success you've had and whether that's changed. You said, no, it hasn't. You stayed grounded. How have you done that? And how much has your life changed? Since a year ago this time?
I just think just being grounded on my faith and then just having a good support system, a good foundation back home and then here as well. So, I mean, I just try to lean on God, and God is also, he's humbled me he's shown me humility. So, I mean, different things like that I've been through in my life has shown me that you don't want to boast all the time because then it'll humble you. So, that's something that I learned. My mom always teaches me to be humble ever since I've been a baby. So, my pops did that as well. My brothers, my sisters. I mean, being the youngest out of a group of 5, I mean, they kind of pick on you. So, I mean, that shows you to be humble as well. So, I definitely got that a little bit. So, shout out to my brothers and sisters for that.
Even this last year? Even now?
Yeah. They always, I mean, my sister, she doesn't ever give me the benefit of the doubt. Every time she sees me, she calls me a big moose and all type of different names and stuff. So, I mean, I appreciate it. It feels good not to get praised by everybody. You know what I mean?
That's a nice nickname.
Yeah, we got jokes. Yeah, I always appreciate things. That's why I enjoy going home. I enjoy being around buddies. I enjoy being around my homies back home. So, I mean, they definitely always, we roast all the time. We have fun. We go play. We go go-kart, play top golf, all different things. Just get our mind off the game and just remain regular people.
Do you ever get recognized being out, like, outside of Christmas?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. It's a blessing, man. I appreciate it. So I always try to greet people. Try to give back, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know you were at the Super Bowl, which is like a different type of experience. That's not like last year. What did you think of the relationship and chemistry that Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp had last season?
That's a good question. I mean, I think they built something in the offseason that definitely they didn't go on the field and just wing it. I definitely think that they spent a lot of time not only on the field but in the film room. So, I mean, that's something that with this offense I want to do with my guys. Not only just, I know everybody just talks about Jackson, but Jackson's going to do it. He's going to do his thing because that's who he is. And I just want to build that relationship with other guys as well. So that's something that I take the approach of. And I think that when you can think about things before you're even doing it and just comes instinct, I think that's the best thing for the offense.
What do you think about the chemistry between Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase?
Another thing, I mean, they're definitely two. Both of those tandems are great. I mean, you have all type of great tandems in the league, and those are people that you look up to. Like, I look up to Joe a lot. You know, I don't know him, but I look up to him in this game, how he carries himself. And then Ja'Marr just a freak athlete. He's a great player, great routes.
What makes you so – young quarterbacks, typically a coach would maybe want to stay away from middle field throws because that's where you throw picks at. But that was something that you were very comfortable with from day one. Why are you so comfortable at such a young age throwing the ball over the middle of the field?
I mean, it's just what you see in coverage and the play call. You have to build that confidence, I feel, in practice and in preparation. Watching film, I mean, a couple teams I know I can probably get away with it sometimes. I don't think I can, you know what I mean? So it's just being smart with the ball. I mean, I got to take care of the football so we can win the game. So I think that's something I built kind of as a kid. I mean, my high school coach is here. He was kind of talking to me about that. It's kind of just like, you just got to let it rip. I mean, have confidence. And that's something that I try to pride myself in, is trying to be confident in my throws.
Well, you have that combined with how this offense worked with the guy in the slot, and your slot is also your best weapon. I guess, like, what's on the table there when you have a quarterback who likes to throw the ball up the middle like that? You've got a slot receiver like you have in Jackson. I mean, what kind of numbers can you put up with that combination?
I mean, whatever you put in the work for, I mean, I think Jackson does a great job of keeping defenses honest. And I think our other guys do as well. Like, Julian will do that. Last year it was Chris. I think Garrett did that. And I think this year it'll be Marvin, Babb, and Mecca, and dudes like that. So, and also JB. We have a whole bunch of guys that can stretch the field. So, I mean, it just makes my job kind of easier. Of course, I have to be on my point and be accurate with the ball. But, I mean, those guys just help me a lot.
How are you attacking this offseason?
Have you noticed HBCUs and, you know, Eddie George, Coach Prime at Jackson State, and Notre Dame is scheduling Tennessee State next year, that they're getting more respect, profile, HBCU
schools? Yeah, I think HBCU schools have always had respect. I don't know if that was the reason why they weren't playing teams or not that are in the FBS, but I'm not sure. I mean, all that matters is that this is changing, you know what I mean? So I appreciate that happening. I appreciate the league speaking up on but more minority coaches. I think that's amazing. I just think that when you have so many African-American players and minority players, that I mean, they kind of have to show respect to the older guys as well, the coaches who did it as a player, now they can do it as a coach. So I talked to Eddie George about that a couple of days ago, and I'm actually trying to help him recruit a couple of players from back home that I know of that just need opportunity. And he's doing a great job over at Tennessee State. Picked up Kayvon Pope, my guy. So, I mean, I definitely appreciate what the black coaches are doing in the game.
How would you feel like you're attacking this offseason differently from what you were going through last year?
I'm not really attacking it different. Just trying to get better, like I always do. Just trying to take one step at a time. Lead my guys. My job is to make everybody around me better. So that's just my approach is.
How much better is Kyle this year, obviously, as compared to last year? And how's your relationship with him maybe evolved as well?
He's become much more mature. He knows the offense better. I mean, he's moving around the pocket more. He's getting a lot of more reps, just like being himself. I mean, I think your first year is kind of more so you're just trying to fill it out. And I think that's a good thing that he's done. And I think this year he's kind of just putting his foot down and being a leader and trying to help out with the offense and become better.
You said it's not different, but do you see it is it different to see it as a veteran, though, having been through it before and kind of knowing what to expect, especially with a guy like Devin and knowing kind of experiencing everything for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, I just my role is just to be a big brother to them and show them guidance and show them that things that I see, maybe it could help them, maybe they see it different. I know Justin did that with me. I know Dwayne probably did that with his younger guys. So, I mean, I mean, that's just the buck I wear. I mean, Cardell even helps me now. So, I mean, I appreciate those guys for helping. So, I try to do the same.
Sorry to interrupt. What do you see out of Devin over the course of defense?
I mean, Devin is really exciting me. I think he's going to be a Buckeye great, honestly. I think he has a lot of intangibles that he has. I actually see myself in him when it comes to, like, the way he moves in the pocket, the way he throws the ball, his throwing motion. He has a lot of similarities that I have, and he runs the ball really well, too. So, just good kid, smart. Appreciates the game. Really, he wants to be here. So, I mean, I appreciate people like that.
CJ, when did you figure out that you were wrong?
Have they given you more responsibility? Kind of like Ryan talked about kind of earlier this spring, they want to put more on your plate.
letting you handle more stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I had responsibilities last season. I think this year I'm doing a little more, which I think is which is appropriate. I think that's something that I definitely can handle. So I'm definitely just trying to get ready for that, of course, because you'll have to do that at the next level. So I really, I mean, it'll help us this season. So that's all I'm really focused on, is trying to get better this season so we can win.
How does it help you guys if you can do more?
I mean, shoot, ask Coach Day. I'm not the office coordinator, but I mean, it's just more things that I can think about, he doesn't have to think about, so he has other things to think about. So when we're just working together, you know what I'm saying, it's a team.
What's that relationship like, CJ? I was asking Coach Day the other day what he was like as a quarterback. He said, the only thing I had was like a good brain. I didn't have any of the athletic traits, right? Your advancement, you're so smart about the game, and now in year two, how do you and Coach Day talk about things? What's it like when you're having your offensive discussions?
I mean, it's kind of something similar, but I think it's a little bit more mature. Like, he understands that I know the game. I've been out there before, so I definitely feel like he's putting more on my plate. And then it feels good to know that somebody played the game and they're coaching you to play it the right way. So I definitely appreciate him for trying to just help me out each and every day. So and then, like, honestly, he doesn't really want me to do anything crazy, which I respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe look like it's crazy on TV, but he really wants me to stay routine because that's what longevity is in a career. So he's being consistent, taking the board and stuff, which I don't struggle at it, but I'm trying to excite myself, trying to get better. And I feel like myself having the mindset I have is just like making the hard throws and things like that. But honestly, I was watching this Peyton Manning thing the other day on YouTube, and it's just like it's taking the things there when you're not, like, when you don't want to. You want to take the shot, but it's just smart to take that. Or maybe take a your 35, taking the 4 yard, making your player make the decision instead of trying to take the shot. You know what I'm saying? So just being mature as a player so the team can win.
When did you figure out that you were comfortable with the chaos going on right in front of you as a quarterback? You were able to, like, watch things down the field despite all this other stuff going on.
You're talking about in the pocket?
Yeah, in the pocket.
I've always kind of had that, I've always had that luxury, I would say, because, I mean, in high school, my O-line, if y'all watching, I love y'all. But they weren't always the best, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes they would get through, so I'll have to make space, make room. I think that prepared me as a young kid. So when I got to college, it wasn't anything like abnormal. Of course, my guys here are, like, out of this world. But sometimes, I mean, like, it's football. Sometimes you do get got. So, I mean, I try to make those guys better like they try to make me better. So that's just my job, is making those guys right.
See, yeah, but when you go to the line, when you get the shotgun there, or the pistol, whatever you want to call it, depth, what are you looking at before, during, and as a play develops? I mean, how do you get a pre-read on what do you think is happening?
My routine, first of all, I'd like to look at the roof, which was the safeties, two high, one high. A lot of teams are getting clever with just, like, holding it until the play. So, I mean, if they're doing that, then I kind of just have to respect it. Then I'm going down to linebacker trying to see. Actually, I'm going down to the front, trying to see what front they're in, four down, three down, odd, bear, split, things like that, split mugs. Just trying to see what my if it's protection, what my tools are in that toolkit that I have, 60-50 protection. I'm trying to see who's telling, if it's zone or man. Trying to see if there's pressure, zone fire, or if it's a man blitz. So I'm just trying to see different things like that so I can go through my reads. Post-snap, I'm confirming all that. So going back to the safeties, I don't really try to look at the line of scrimmage because I think that'll get you caught up trying to see that. So really seeing safety coverage, just trying to go from there.
If I could pass you through to Jackson on that slant where he took to the house the other day when we were getting to watch. They brought the safety, rotated the safeties, brought the safety up on your left side, and then JT dropped into a zone.
Zero check, we call that AAA. Really what that is just they're going all out in the middle. So, I mean, they're blitzing all the A gaps. Two linebackers are shooting A's, safeties shooting A. So, and then you have what a lot of smart defenses do, they'll drop the ends. So the ends become whole players. So basically, I just have to navigate that. He got behind that, so I just have to lead him to shoot. That's my job. He's supposed to be his man. I got to beat the whole player. So,
CJ, that chess game, all that you're talking through, do you love it?
Yeah.
What do you love about that part of being a
player? Actually, and it's funny because we played against him, but Brent Covey was actually talking about that, and that's something I respect. I've been respecting him from high school, and he was explaining just like the game of football is so. I really took this to heart because, like, I'm not the most athletic, the most. Of course, I have talent, like, my God given talent, but it's not about, you know, all that. You know what I'm saying? You can go out there and really, like, you look at Brent Covey, he was talking about this his post game after they played us. You look at him and Devin Lloyd, they're two opposites. Like, Devin Lloyd's a freak of nature. He's also smart as well, but, like, you can just tell he play football. You look at Brent Covey on the street, and he probably, you know what I'm saying, is an accountant. So, like, no offense to my guy, so I can talk about him. But that's the thing I like about football, is just that you can actually, like, put in the work and go see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, go put it on the field. So that's something I love. I love meeting. I love talking about this stuff. I love more so about that, just the verbiage. Trying to just get better, you know what I'm saying? Just I love challenging myself. So I think that's something I love about the game, and I think I always love.
You were talking about
defining. You obviously had a lot of confidence in your tackles last year, but to have the long back and then have Harris on the left side, what confidence that can be in the quarterback to see those two like pillars of the line be there?
Yeah, it's, I think it's definitely a comfort zone for me. I think those guys definitely give me confidence, and I give them confidence. I think just the calls that I make with protections, I kind of help them kind of see before they do. I think that's a good thing. So now we're even more veteran out there. So last year we were kind of a little light, so Nick was kind of our veteran on the line. But now that he's gone, DeJuan is that. So I think that's a good thing, bringing another veteran. He's becoming more of a leader, becoming more vocal. So I think that's a good thing for us.
You're talking about.
What's your relationship like with him? How excited are you to have him?
Yeah, Paris was honestly one of the reasons I came to Ohio State. He was really hard on me. Like, not hard on me, but he was really heavy in my recruiting. Definitely was calling me, texting me every day. So I definitely appreciate him taking out the time to do that. And then when we got here, we were kind of always around each other. He's always helped me out off the field, on the field, with my homework, anything. Like, if I need a question with how to do algebra, he'll come up and he used to come up to my dorm and help me, right? So, I mean, just having that type of trust off the field, when it's on the field, it's kind of natural.
You were talking about how
it's
smart to take shots and when it just, like, live to see another day. Can you kind of tell pre-snap, though, when you know you're just going to take the shot? Like, whether it was that throw to Marvin or throw to Jackson at the end of the game, where you're going to go through your reach, but you know you're coming back to this no matter what?
Yeah, I mean, it's a coverage thing. I mean, like I explained with, like, the posted pre-snap, and sometimes I am like, fuck it, I'm just going to throw it up to Julian Fleming, let him make a play because he's Julian Fleming. So, excuse my leg, I'm sorry. but like, now they're, dang, bro. But I mess up too, my bad.
It's not live.
Yeah, all good. But no, like, you have those type of players. I have Garrett Wilson out there, I have Chris Olave. Like, yeah, I'm going to take that shot, you know what I'm saying? So, it's definitely, you have to, at the end of the day, Coach Day talks about this all the time, I talk about it. Being like, when you draw up a piece of paper, you draw a line, you draw a slant, it's never done like that in the game, ever. So you just have to go there and play football, like, play with your instincts. Don't be out there second guessing yourself. That's something I'll do.
Was that dime you dropped on Jackson for the go-ahead touchdown in the Rose Bowl, was that dime you dropped on Jackson, the right corner? Is that about as pure a pass as you can throw? I mean,
we've actually worked on that throw the first day we got on campus. We didn't throw it in the game all year. Never got the opportunity, and then I was kind of crazy. I honestly didn't believe it. I'm like, okay, we line up. I'm thinking it's going to be, they're like trying to show two, but I think it's going to be three.
Yeah.
And like the corner's looking at me, and I'm like, okay, there's no way he mans up on Marvin and leads a one-on-one island with Jax. I'm like, okay. I snap the ball. I look out to him. He's like kind of like messing around, and then he like locks in. And I kind of like forgot about it, and then I went backside. I was like, oh, shoot, he locked on. So I was like, oh, then let me get this ball to Jackson as quick as I can. I just know with those type of throws, if you're going to throw a late, you have to put it kind of in the perfect spot.
Yeah.
And by the glory of God, I was able to do that. And Jackson made a hell of a catch. I think the catch is better than throw. So
you've worked on that since you got to campus, but you had never thrown it?
Mm-hmm. We throw it in practice all the time. Never got to throw it in the season. So, I mean, I don't think Justin didn't even throw it last year. He might have, I'm not sure. But that was like the perfect scenario, cover one, move the safety type of thing. So
winning the Rose Bowl, how important was that to get momentum going into the season for you guys?
I think it was definitely a great thing for our, not only our offense, but our defense as well, just knowing that we have newness coming in and that we can actually do it, you know what I'm saying? So I think that gave our team confidence. I think that we were playing with a lot of young players, and they stepped up to the plate, so now they feel the confidence that they can do it. So I think that's a great thing.
When you and Jackson were with the second unit in 2020, were y'all doing stuff like that?
Yeah, a little bit. Scout team is actually kind of fun for me. I mean, we weren't counting the squad. I mean, scout was like one versus two, one defense versus two offense. So we were kind of out there just coaches gave us the freedom to do things that we wanted, try things. So me and Jackson were out there balling. Julian was doing his thing. Bab was doing his thing. Some of those guys that went on did their thing. So, I mean, I think that scout period is where you kind of like practice now in the spring. You kind of like find where you're good at individually.
Coach, they got this place with Justin in year two, and him understanding like why he can call certain play calls, not just going out there and running. Has that started to click for you?
For sure, yeah. I think something that that's important. You got to understand why you're getting a play call and what they're thinking, so that you can go out there and execute the play.
Luke Whipler was talking about how smart you are about the game. What's your relationship like with Luke now that you guys are in year two, quarterback and center?
Yeah, to me, Luke is honestly one of the smartest people I've ever been around. Sometimes a little too smart for his own good. But I think that's a good thing. I mean, he's always double checking, triple checking things, and I think that's a great thing. And then always either stamp what he calls originally or veto it and go another way. So I think that's something that we really build. We build a chemistry. I mean, me, him, DeJuan, Paris, we used to go in the dorms and watch film on like, yeah, so we used to watch film all the time on just what we would do in the game situation we weren't even in. So I think that's something that we built confidence on early on.
CJ, who's a guy in this spring that's coming on that you – that people aren't paying attention to, maybe us in the media and stuff, that you see coming on?
I want to keep
one. Give me one guy.
I want to keep it secret, but man, I'll give you two. I'm gonna go Joe Royer. That dude is he's looking really good. And then Cam Babb is looking amazing. So now I'm so excited for him. I'm gonna stop talking.
How do you like the new
last
helmet?
The new helmet, I liked it. I mean, I think it's new. I mean, it's kind of like, odd looking, which I like. I mean, I'm not always looking to be normal, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's something, watch, 2 years or a year and a half from now, everybody's going to be wearing a helmet and nobody's going to be talking mess anymore. But I think it's funny when people make fun of me and stuff, and I don't really care. I try to always, like, I don't want to say be a trendsetter, but I always try to, like, start things. And it's comfortable. I think my health is more important than how it looks, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want to ever suffer from concussion or things like that. So if they tell me that I have faith in my EQ guys and people at Riddell. So, Riddell, holla at me. All NIL deals are welcome. I think it's a good helmet. I like it, man. It's like an astronaut look. I think it's a cool thing. I think that it's something that people will warm up to.
From safety, it was done for more of a safety thing than a look thing?
I think it was a mixture of both. I don't think it's ugly. I think it's pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think anything of it is ugly. Maybe they could add a top bar. I don't know. But they're the experts. They're the science. I mean, they know the science. I can see the whole world with that. So I like it.
What is it that's different that you can tell is different that will be better safety?
Yes, I'll show you. Basically, like, I don't know the science to it, but like this padding here, like, it's like really, really comfortable. Like my old helmet, it wasn't uncomfortable, but it wasn't really like, it didn't feel good to me. It was kind of like hard on my head. Yeah. So this one, like, I can press into it. And it's like, it's kind of like memory foam, if you ask me. And then like on the top, like, it's more like flexible. It can like bends in more. And then someone tried to explain to me the technology just of like not having the top bar, of like being able to see more. So it's just different things like that I enjoy about it. So I'm trying it out.
Does the visor like pop out, or it just like sticks in?
It's in there. Yeah, it doesn't pop out. It's in there. It's pretty good. So I mean, I think they might have screwed it in on the inside where you can't see, but I like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a big learning curve. I really felt like – I honestly felt like I expected worse, it's been pretty smooth. I mean, I love this room. Me and Kyle are really close. Me and CJ are really close. Me and Chad, like, literally there's no hatred for anybody in this group. Like, everybody loves each other. Everybody wants the best for each other. It's a really cool environment in there, and it's so cool to learn from each one of them. And it's so crazy how much each guy knows and how different everybody's game is, and just kind of feed off of each other.
With this season, obviously
yeah, I mean, you just gotta be ready when your number's called no matter what, and Coach Day preaches that all the time. Just gotta be ready to go when you're called. That's really how I'm treating it. I'm not worried about where I'm at or anything like that, just trying to get better and learn from these guys.
For you, the reps that you're getting now, I think probably is getting more than maybe you expected, because he doesn't
Definitely adjusted to the speed for sure. Like, way different with our defenses and what we're getting. Even on the offensive side, like, we haven't ever seen a defense like this, really. So it's a learning curve for the coaches too. So being able to learn from them and kind of adjust really fast, because we're never knowing what the defense is going to give us. So like I said, just being able to react fast.
Like this, right?
Right.
How much does that change your internal clock? when you have to get rid of the ball, where you feel confident throwing.
Yeah, I mean, the window for error is a lot bigger because, I mean, our targets are a lot bigger and they can make a lot better catches than guys we've had in the past. But the speed really isn't in terms of the receivers. I had speed of receivers. Like, my slot receiver, Cody, he's going on to play Division I football and one of the fast kids in the country. So that's really not the biggest learning curve. It was more so just the speed of the defense, speed of the D-line. That's coming a lot faster than in high school.
Is that good for the guys? You're sort of a gunslinger in the body,
right? Yeah, no doubt, yeah.
Is it good to know that, hey, I can throw it pretty much anywhere, anytime? Would it actually be beneficial for you as a freshman to have a little bit more of a reined in approach?
No, I think you definitely do have to have a reined in approach. You're not just going to be out here slinging all the time. It just depends on what the play is, really. But I wouldn't say I'm going out here just trying to throw the deep money ball every time. Like, I'm just trying to work through my reads and hit as many targets as I can, get completions. That's really the main thing. Find check downs if I have them. Because a check down on 2nd and 20 could be 3rd and short. It's a lot better than 2nd and long.
What specifically has been easier for you? You said, you know, it's been some parts of it have been, you know, maybe smoother than you thought. What specifically, I guess, has been
just being out in the field, I thought, like, my athleticism would be behind. I didn't think I'd be able to move around as good as I can and make some of the throws early on.
What type of feedback are you getting from your coach today when you're top of them through the transition to the
season? Yeah, I mean, it just depends on what kind of day it is, to be honest. But it's all been good. And, you know, he knows it's early on, and just they keep telling me, steady in the boat. Don't ride the roller coaster. It's never too high. It's never too low. Just stay steady. Oh, they've been great. Like, every little thing they've been helping me on. Anytime I got a question on a play, anytime I got a question on a blitz, anything like that, like, they're right there ready to help me. It's never like, oh, I don't want to help this guy because he's behind me or anything like that. They've been super helpful on literally anything I can ask them for.
Yeah, how much more complex is what you're looking at across the line than it was a year ago for you?
Night and day.
Explain how you put that puzzle together.
I never really had to worry about protections in high school. It was like our protection was, we were either pass blocking or run blocking, and our pass blocking was the same thing every time. So it really wasn't ever different for me in high school. So getting out here, I got to know what blitzes I got coming and what fronts we have, what defense has. So there's a lot of different things that can go into play. So
yeah, I was going to say a little piece on this about how you guys do with the chaos in front of you and yet keep your eye down the field. You know,
right.
How long do you think it'll be before you feel comfortable what you're seeing and adjusting to? Is it just a continuing process?
No doubt. I think it's definitely just continuing on every practice. Like, it gets better every practice. You know, those first few snaps live, it's like, wow, it's coming fast. Like, you got guys on your face, you can't see routes. But it'll just over time slow down, and I'll know where guys are at. And you're never really looking at guys in front of you unless he's right in your face. So you got to trust in your line, trust in your running backs.
Yeah, how many times have you gone to the line, got ready for the snap, played, went off exactly like you thought it would? The coverage is exactly what you thought it would be, the blitz or the twist or whatever they're running.
Yeah, I mean, it happens every once in a while, but with our defense and what Coach Dolan does, you never know what you're going to get. So,
yeah. What stands out about this defense right now?
Just you never know what you're going to get. I mean, all of a sudden you can get three guys up the A-gap and you didn't even see it coming in the first place. So,
what's easy to do?
Workouts. No, I mean, it's all been pretty smooth. Just, I have a lot of trust in these coaches, and they've just done an amazing job of helping me just steady along the way and not really rushing anything or forcing anything and just kind of being steady the whole time.
We got a chance to see you in extended action, and you looked like a freshman. I assume it was good. You
right.
It was bad. I saw you and your dad off board. He's chastising me for unusual. But can you just explain the dynamic between Coach Day, the head coach who's also a quarterback, and the reason why you're here versus, like, Coach Vince, how does that work? Whether you make a good play or you make a mistake, how does that dynamic work when things are live and they're both kind of getting there?
I mean, they're both just asking me what's going on. They're trying to get me flustered and trying to jump on me and see my reaction. They want to see how I react. A lot of times they're not angry at me. They know I'm a freshman. They know I'm going to make mistakes. But they just want to know why I did things, and they want me to process everything and be able to communicate everything.
Is there maybe a good cop, bad cop element to this for one? Like,
definitely.
Coach,
yeah.
Like, in your face, like,
yeah,
I'm cursing you out while Corey Dennis is more like actually coaching you.
Yeah, it can be like that sometimes. It really just depends on the situation. But and a lot of times it could be Coach J not even mad. He's just trying to get me flustered and see how I react and see how I go on to the next play.
Now that you've gotten the chance to see them throw in game, obviously they know more than you because they've been here. What impresses you about CJ and what impresses you about Kyle?
Man, CJ knows every little detail. It's crazy. Like, in high school, you swear you know so much about football and what's really going on, and then you get here, it's a whole new world. And CJ just knows every little thing. He can see coverages, he can see blitzes when I would have never expected it to come. So it's pretty crazy to see him do those things. And Kyle's right there with him. He's only had a year, and he's done a lot of the same things. But like I said, they've just been so helpful to me, and it's been really awesome to work with them.
Are you ever live in practice?
No, we're not. We've been going live, but not in the quarterbacks. Can't coach that doesn't want to get hurt or something.
Coach Day the other day made a comment about how he thinks in order to play for the most part as a freshman, guys need to roll over.
Yeah.
In your situation, there's two guys that were already here. What was it about rolling early that you decided I need to be at Ohio State?
Really, I was going to early enroll anywhere, but you just got to get in and get the offense right away. Like, being here this whole time, this 3 months that I've been here, like, you've learned so much, and you've got used to so many different things. The guys that are coming later, they're going to be way behind, it seems like. I can't imagine what they're going to have to go through going right into practices. Like, we have a whole new understanding of things, and they're just brand new into it.
Was there consideration of, look, this is my last year of high school, or are you so football-focused that missing out on like, those things wasn't?
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely a thought of it, but my goal was to go play football, and so that's what I had to stick with.
I know, there may have not been, I think I asked you this one, when we talked about early enrollments or whatever, but has there been a moment where you're like, whoa, this is like big-time college football? Like in terms of, like, is there a specific practice, a specific rep or something that you're like, okay, yeah, I'm at that next level?
Probably the first play I watched live, or first play that I was in live in our first practice, like, it's just a whole different world with how fast everything's coming and what different blitzes are coming. Once they started bringing blitzes, it's like, this is way different than everything you've ever seen before. So you're like, wow, it really is a big step.
Do you feel, was it intimidating for you?
No, I wouldn't say that. It's just new. Like, you just got to get used to it.
Because I know you were talking about that, like, big playbook,
you know,
last time we were here. And I'm curious about, I mean, how much of that have you kind of, was that an adjustment, or is that something that you're kind of like, oh, yeah, like, I'm getting into it. This is new, but this is something that I'm kind of learning to master.
Yeah, I would definitely say that. And every week we're putting in new plays. Every practice we would be putting in new plays, which was different from high school. But the playbook has been really good, and I felt like I'm pretty comfortable with everything we have right now.
How have you gotten, I know you talked highly of Kyle during winter workouts. How has your relationship with him grown and then CJ grown as kind of the spring's gone?
Oh, we're all super close. Like I said, I was telling them earlier, like, we're all just super close, and everybody wants the best for each other. Everybody's trying to help each other in every little situation. Like, if we can help any advice on, like, a different throw or something like that. Like, Kyle was locked in his room the other day, and he was calling us to help him get out of his room. Like, it's just, we're all there for each other. It's a super cool bond in that whole quarterback room.
How do you see your play grow over the course of this spring? Is it kind of incremental, or is it kind of this drastic change that you've made?
No, I think it's just been incremental, just slowly every practice getting a little bit better, just getting used to everything, really.
How much are you looking forward to spring game, getting out there? Close to a live setting as you'll get.
Yeah.
Just playing in the stadium and all that.
I'm so pumped. It's going to be so different than practice because you just got a lot of juice. So last week we had a practice with all the students here and everything, so it brought a little more juice and a little more exciting, brought some life to practice. So that's really what I'm most excited for, is just to be in front of everybody and have some juice out there.
You mentioned dealing with pressure during that live portion of practice the other day. You saw that the defensive line win some battles up front. How much was that getting used to? College defensive ends, college defensive tackles.
Oh, it's huge. It's still every week it's different, so I'm just trying to improve on that every week.
I just want to ask a question about your helmet. I see CJ is wearing the new
Redell
accent. Is that decision that he made?
So, yeah. They decided if he wanted to wear it, he could wear it. They only have, like, I want to say, like, four right now, so they're just letting guys try it out, and then they're going to order more. If they like him, we can have him.
Is that something you're interested in?
Whatever's comfortable. I'm not a big flashy guy, so whatever's comfortable and whatever I can see out of. Yep, appreciate you guys.
Here we have Taraj and Mitchell.
How much more comfortable do you feel this
and
spring
we have
than
Devin
last year?
Just
having a year under your belt, you got playing time last year, Kyle. You were the number two quarterback as a freshman. Just much more comfortable are you?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I was talking to Marvin about it right before the first spring practice, and it was funny. I was talking to him. It was like, this time last year, you're stressing. You know, you hope you remember the plays, and you go out there, you don't know what to expect. And then a year later, you're a lot more relaxed, confident. So it means the world.
How does that show up on the field, Kyle? I guess just being relaxed.
Right.
You feel like you're playing
Yeah, I think it just slows everything down. From offensive like standpoint, I think I'm not thinking about the playbook too much as I have it memorized. And then you're more so able to focus on the details while playing, and it's just everything's moving slower. So overall, really important.
What do you tell Devin Brown about being a freshman?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
What do you tell Devin Brown about being a freshman?
Just be confident when you go out there. I mean, he's done a great job this year. He came in January, put his head down and worked. So I just try to help. Like anything that I went through last year, I try to give him some tips on that. And he's done a great job handling it.
Because you're used to college, mm-hmm. and you're getting used to all this. I mean, that's pretty enormous.
Right. I mean, it's just a huge adjustment going from, you know, living with your family to coming out here and living on your own. That in itself is a lot to get used to, and then add the football on top of it. I mean, he definitely has a full plate, but he's done a really good job handling it.
Kyle, describe your game as a quarterback. What do you do well out there? What do you still want to work on the most?
I think, you know, I do a lot. I'm not a very, you know, boastful type of guy, but I think I can make any throw. I think I run the offense well. I make good decisions with the ball. But, I mean, overall, I think, you know, there's not really one area that I'd say, you know, I want to improve on. It's everything. You know, I don't think I'll ever be comfortable with, you know, one area and say, you know, I don't need to work on that. I can focus on something else. I think it's just the overall, my overall game, you know, just continuing to get better in every single area.
Right.
Right.
CJ's clearly in track.
Right.
The question is, why did you stay? What do you think the long-term future is? How confident are you at some point you'll be able to take the reins?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a marathon, not a sprint. And looking at it from, you know, the bigger picture, I think coming here, you realize how well you're coached by Coach Day, Coach Dennis, Coach Fitch. So that was really important to me. And on top of that, I feel like, you know, just being here, I learned a lot. I learned a lot. And so, you know, I know that a lot of people thought, you know, I could have left and then went somewhere else and tried to start this year. But, you know, in the long term, I thought it was the best decision for me to stay here and continue to get developed.
Was there ever a time you attempted?
No, during the season, I was just focused on the season, and then I just let everything work itself out. So I was never really thinking about it, but I know a lot of people were trying to put words in my mouth, but no.
Is it wild to you at all that you've been here 15 months, the nature of your position is that you get asked questions like that?
Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy. I mean, I'm still close with Jack and Quinn, and we talk about it. Just the talent in that room last year was unbelievable, and I think people are going to look back on that room in 5-10 years and be like, wow, you know, we had four really special guys. And so, you know, it definitely is crazy just the way everything played out, but I think it, you know, all played out in the right way.
As close as you guys are, it had to still help you in some ways to narrow your focus, maybe to Quinn and Jack aren't here.
Yeah, you know, I talked to them about it during the season, and, you know, I think we were all on the same page that we were just going to compete every day, and so we weren't really worried about, you know, what was the off season going to look like. And then when those two guys made their decisions to leave, I think it definitely kind of cleared up everything. But other than that, you know, I just told them, you know, go out there and compete, wish them the best of luck. But like I said, I think that was just an unbelievably talented room.
Maybe it's just me, maybe you don't feel this way, but the path looks a lot more clear. Mm-hmm. No uncertainty about what's mm-hmm. going to happen in your
career. Right.
Is that part of the comfort for you as well?
You know, I think definitely if you look at it from that perspective, yeah, I think, you know, there's still a long way to go from now until next year. So I'm just focused on the present. But when you look at the long-term picture, I guess you could say it cleared itself up.
And if you had the partner coming up with somebody, you know, how much more comfort are you now than you were last year?
Yeah, it's night and day. It really is. I think when you go through a full off season and then a full season and then another full off season, it's just, you see things from a different perspective. And like I said earlier, I think just picking up on like little details now is really the biggest thing. And I think that's where I've grown the most, the game slowing down. So I think just a combination of all that, it's just a confidence boost when you step out there in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. Growing up with him, it was probably the best thing that's ever happened to me, having a father that played Division I football at quarterback, and you know, he's helped me in every single area of my life. And I think the good thing about him is I can, you know, turn around, talk to him, and just kind of bounce some ideas and see what he thinks. And he's always going to give me his honest feedback, whether it's, you know, something I want to hear or whether or not. But you know, he's definitely my biggest critic and my biggest fan, so having him in my corner is really good.
Kyle, what was the week of the Akron game?
Yeah, it was wild. I mean, wasn't sure if CJ was going to play up until about Tuesday or Wednesday. And then when I got the green light, it was kind of like surreal almost, knowing that, you know, I was true freshman starting my first game. But I think it kind of wore off around like Thursday, Friday, and then really had to lock in and focus. And, you know, it definitely was, looking back on it, was a really cool experience.
How much do you still think about that game? Like, in the grand scheme of the season, maybe people don't think about the Akron game. Right.
I think that game was a great learning experience because, you know, you can practice and watch film all you want, but nothing is like the real deal when you step out there in the field. So just the amount of things that I learned, you know, starting one game, it's ridiculous. So I think that was just a great stepping stone, helping me develop faster and just learn the overall game.
Just playing back on it, what are the things you remember, maybe some of the lessons you took from it?
I think when you get in that game environment, you know, everything happens a little bit faster. You know, you see a lot of different schemes that you might not see in practice. And, you know, we were doing some stuff in scout and, you know, you see a completely different look on the field. So just adjusting it out on the fly, just things like that, that you can't really replicate in practice, which is good.
What was it like seeing CJ turn himself into a Heisman Trophy finalist? I know you guys are pretty close. Like, just
right.
Discuss your relationship and what that was like seeing him kind of turn into a star.
Yeah, man, it was awesome. It was really only a matter of time. I mean, I saw the talent in him really as soon as I got here, and competing against him, I think, you know, I know his game better than anyone else, and I knew it was just a matter of time until he flipped that switch. And, you know, it was pretty sweet being firsthand to witness that. And I mean, I know he took some criticism early, but the way, you know, he bounced back from it and just blew up, you know, it's awesome to see, and I'm really proud of him.
Thanks, man.
Coach Day talked about CJ the other day and how he with his success is still staying grounded. What's
right.
your take on him and what you've seen from him and how he's changed now that he hasn't changed?
Yeah, I mean, he really hasn't changed at all since his success. He's still extremely humble, still is a hard worker. And the cool thing I think about our relationship is, you know, it started really before all of that. So I got to know him really well, and then seeing CJ after he blows up, he's the same guy. So, you know, it really is cool to see that. And, you know, I'm really excited for him in his future.
What most impressive thing about him, you see, as a quarterback,
you see, I think just the way he sees the field, I think, like I was saying earlier, seeing the details, I think he does an unbelievable job with that. And he's helped me kind of pick up on whether it's leverage or, you know, safety inside or outside the hat, like just little things like that. He picks on well. And, you know, he sees the full picture really well. So I think when he's in there, there are games where he'd have, like, what, 3 incompletions. And I think that just is a reflection of how well he sees the field.
He is. I mean,
you
know, we all
right.
How confident are you that you'll be the quarterback?
I'm just, you know, worried about right now getting better every day. I'm not really looking into the future like that. I think, you know, it's easy to get caught up thinking about that and, you know, thinking, you know, CJ's gone, I could be the guy. But I think the biggest thing right now is just focusing on, you know, the present and being where my feet are and just getting better every day, because that's ultimately, you know, how you get better is, you know, I'm not going to get better looking at the future and, you know, dreaming about it. I'm going to get better, you know, just being in the present working.
When you think about your progress, you know, when you came in here,
right,
on to where you are now, I mean, what are you most proud of? You've been through a lot.
Yeah. I would just say my resiliency. You know, there's been a lot of different obstacles thrown my way, whether it was, you know, Quinn coming in early and being in, you know, a crowded quarterback room, or, you know, not really knowing, you know, what my role was going to be on the team and just putting my head down and working. I would say definitely my resiliency and the way I handled everything. You know, I'm proud of looking back on it. I think there was a lot of points where I, you know, could have got down on myself and, you know, let myself go. But, you know, I think I stood tall and stayed strong. And so that's probably what I'm most proud of.
I'm not sure there's been physical development for you, but how about from the mental side?
Right. I think just seeing the defense, I think that's probably one of the biggest differences from high school football to college football is the complexity of the defense. You know, you see all different types of coverages, blitz, fronts, and all that. And so just learning every day, and especially last year coming out onto the field, you would see, you know, defenses you've never seen before and be like, whoa. And then, you know, just taking a step back and learning. And, you know, once you see that defense, you know, you feel like you learned it and you can move on. But, you know, it definitely is just, especially going against this defense, you're playing against the best of the best and they run, you know, all sorts of different schemes. So I would say that's the biggest thing is just seeing the defenses and, you know, learning that way.
So how long did it take for the game to kind of slow down?
I would say, to get to the point where I started to really feel comfortable was probably ball preparation. And like I said, Quinn and Jack both left right before we went out to L.A. And we had, I think, 15 practices or something like that for preparation for Utah. And getting all those reps was huge. And so I think that's where I really started to take steps forward and use that as momentum coming into the offseason.
If another active situation comes up, how do you feel like you're better prepared?
Right. I feel a lot more prepared now that you've already been through it once. And, you know what to expect. You know what it's going to be like the game week being that guy. Know how to prepare. I think, like I said earlier, that's just a great learning experience. And going forward with that, I think you can really use that as momentum if, another situation were to pop up like that.
I think you might say just like technically as a quarterback, how are you different now than you were a year ago, this time, even during the season?
I think physically just developed a lot more with Coach Mick being here for 15 months. And then I think mentally you learn something new every single day with Coach Day and Coach Dennis and Coach Fitch in that meeting room. So I think just in both areas it's been huge.
Now, what do you think about the idea that people think you should transfer?
Yeah, it was ridiculous because during the time, I could barely even go on social media just because people would tag me and send me whatever. But I think it definitely helped me kind of block everything out. It's a skill I think I acquired just kind of blocking everything out and focusing on what's important, but it definitely is ridiculous being here for 15 months and people blowing up my Twitter and Instagram, but just blocking it out, I think, is definitely a skill.
Is that just endemic of like what's wrong with society or football? Because it's so weird. It seems weird that people would expect that you, 1 year,
right,
should now go look for greener pastures. I mean, you didn't come into this thinking you're playing your freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
I know you felt like you could.
Right.
And you were obviously a snap away from it and give them up.
Mm-hmm.
How has that forced you to sort of adjust your expectations moving forward?
You're saying, like, how is...
How's just, like, the current state of college football?
Right. Oh, yeah. It's just, it's ridiculous. I mean, especially now with the transfer portal, I feel like, if something isn't going the way a guy expected it to, fans and even the player might think, I can just put my name in the portal and, change a situation like that. But, I think you just have to see the bigger picture of it. I mean, what more could I want being at a school like this, getting coached by, the best coaches in the world? So I didn't really even think about it at all, to be honest. And I think you just got to see the bigger picture. I mean, yeah, do I want to play this year? Of course. But I think you got to look at it from, a long-term perspective.
Kyle, how do you practice throwing with anticipation? Coach Day was saying he'd like to see you take another step in that area.
Yeah.
How do you work on that?
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the biggest things of learning the ins and outs of the offense and just spending extra hours with the receivers and, just seeing, what their break points are and anticipating when they're going to be in and out of their breaks and knowing, what that spot would be and throwing it there before they even get out of their break has been huge. And so that was one thing that I really wanted to focus on this offseason, because I saw how important it was last year. So I just wanted to really hone in, and I told Marvin, Mekin, and JB about that, and I think we really all took a step forward because I think that helps them as well.
It seemed like CJ and Jackson had a really strong rapport with that last year.
Right.
They came in together, they did some of that stuff on their own. Do you feel like you're building toward that when it's like you and Marvin?
Right. I think Marvin and I obviously already had that coming in from high school, but getting with Mech and JB, I think, has been really good because those are guys that you've never thrown with before until you get here, and living with them, we work out extra every single day. We still do. So just getting that timing down, I think, is huge. So when you step out on that field, like, I know exactly where JB is going to be when he runs this route, and I know exactly when Mech's going to turn his head. So just things like that, I think, give you a slight advantage, but in the long term, in the long scheme of things, I think that really is important.
Is that the anticipation piece? Is it more about understanding the body language of your receivers, or like how much of that too is understanding where the defenders are going to be?
I think, it's a little bit of both. That's what I mean when I'm saying like the game's slowing down. Like you can almost see things before it happens, whether it's anticipating a defender buzzing out underneath or the receiver snapping his head around and you putting the ball right there. I think it's just a combination of both that have really allowed me to take that next step.
Kyle, for you, was there ever any consideration of should I go somewhere else and play this year, or were you always fully committed?
No, I was always fully committed. And during the season, I know people were trying to message me and tag me and stuff on Twitter about it, but I kind of blocked it out and just focused on the season. And then when we lost the team up north in that following week, just kind of popped my head up, and I thought I was in a great spot, and obviously everything kind of played itself out. So I think it definitely all worked out, and I never really thought about it now.
Ryan Day talks about how you always need to be ready as that back.
Right.
How do you do that to make sure that you are always ready?
I think it's just you got to prepare like the starter, and although it's sometimes hard knowing that you might prepare just as much as the starter and not ever see the field, you have to do that just in case your number is called.
How different does this spring feel than maybe you felt a year ago?
Yeah, it's night and day. Really just looking back on it a year ago, stressing about hoping I know the plays and remember the signals and everything like that, and then now it's a different level of comfort, just being more relaxed in the offense and feel like the game's starting to slow down a little bit. So I think it's just huge all over.
Is that different, in terms of your conversations with Ryan Day? Are the things you guys talking about at a much higher level?
Yeah, it definitely is next level. I think last year it was more kind of the elementary aspect of the offense and the defenses, and now it's more into the details and the smaller things and just little cues here and there. So I think it's definitely been a next level conversation this spring.
What are the biggest areas in which you feel like you've improved right now from where you were a year ago?
I think just coverage recognition overall, getting better with the ins and outs of the offense, whether it's protection, changing play, stuff like that. I feel like I'm at a totally different comfort level, seeing things quicker, anticipating. So all those areas I think have been really good.
Do you enjoy going out there and competing with CJ and Devin every day?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, coming in, it was me, CJ, and Jack, and you had Quinn in the mix. Now it's me, CJ, and Devin. I think it's been really cool to compete against some of the best guys in the country, and I think we all kind of feed off of each other, so it's been really good just throughout the entire course of my stay here.
How do they make you better?
Yeah, I mean, I was just talking about it with CJ, and there would be little things that he sees during my reps, and I'll come back and he'll talk to me about it, and vice versa. So it's been really good just using each other as a beneficial relationship, and I think having a guy like CJ who's had success like he has, I think it gives me an extra level of comfort and trust in him, knowing that what he sees, I think, is legit, and he's going to tell me everything that he saw. And so it's been really good in that way.
Kyle, when you guys were in bowl practice last year, mm-hmm. you had some guys, were you kind of running the ones there when CJ was?
When CJ was at the Heisman ceremony, it was really just me, Jagger, and JP. So I got all the reps with the ones and then some with the two. So that was really a good stepping stone for me to get some momentum going and kind of get the ball rolling, and good experience too. So
was it? Obviously CJ was still on the team, but he wasn't right. Here. It was weird to look around like I'm the only scholar.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, sitting in the meetings and you just watching film and the ones going, you're like, all right, someone else will come up with the twos, and it's you again with the twos. So it was just really good getting that coaching, that experience. So that's what I'm saying. The ball prep was huge.
Coaches, are you supposed to respond to things?
Yeah. Well, I think Coach Day holds me to that caliber even when I'm running with the twos, so it's not really much of a different conversation. So I'm just constantly, I think, being held to the highest of standards, which is good, and that's what you want ultimately. So I don't think it's a huge transition when you're going with the twos versus the ones.
How much did that Akron game help you last year to be able to have a start, play a full game, going into your second
year? It's just a huge learning point in my career, I think, going through that whole week of preparation and learning how to prepare. You're the starter, then you're the guy watching film, and then getting extra reps after practice, just getting specific timings of the route tree down with the guys. And then going into the game, there are different things. You'll practice something and scout the exact way during the week, and then you get a completely different look during the game and adjust to it on the fly. It was good. So I think just having that under my belt now is a huge confidence boost from now on out.
Thank you, Kyle.
Appreciate it.
Love that you love most. So it's kind of fun again. So, yeah.
I know that you're close with Haskell. How much did he help you through that first year?
Oh, he helped me a lot. When I first came in, I stayed with him a little bit. I continue to stay with him. But we've been with each other since we were little kids. We grew up right down the street from each other. So it was nothing different. It's always family and always love.
What do you think you can bring to this linebacker core this year?
Definitely a lot of energy. I feel like we have a lot of energy now, but just to add more energy on top of that is definitely something that I feel like I could bring.
Are you working in that Sam role a lot?
I'm working all over. Scheme-wise, I don't really know where they're going to have me end up, but for the most part, I'm pretty much all over right now.
Have you been working at the Jack position at all?
Yeah, here and there. I've been kind of, like I said, just kind of all over, whether inside, outside. Yeah.
Do you feel like there's a certain position that fits your skill set best, or are you kind of able to do everything?
I think all of them. I think just being able to build versatility and being able to play all four spots would definitely help me, but more importantly, the team. And me being a team player, I'll play any role that they want me to play.
Obviously, you didn't get to play a ton last year, so if you play more this year, what are people going to notice most about you?
Just, I would say instincts, just being able to play recognition a little bit faster. That's something that I'm continuing to work on every day. But definitely that, and then I've also been, you know, trying to get my physical abilities up and get some athleticism and stuff.
What's it been like just learning from Coach Knowles? What are the biggest things he's learned, taught me so far?
Everything's detailed. Rather than looking at the big picture type of things, it's very detailed and taking the grand scheme of things and, like, minimizing it to one little thing. So definitely working with Coach Knowles is definitely detailed. Everything is detailed, detailed, detailed.
Is it hard? I mean, you're a guy who started your career. You're a five-star recruit and all that. Is it hard, like, to be at this point in your career and still kind of be chasing that opportunity to play consistently?
No, I've always been chasing, you know. I've always been the underdog. I've always been the one down. I've always been working this hard for my whole life, so it's nothing new. I definitely think, like, you know, where my career started, it definitely hasn't ended, and that same mentality that I had at the beginning is the same I have right now. So, appreciate you.
Yeah, I'll just ask kind of the same thing. Just last year seemed like it was kind of, a struggle at times to get consistent playing time. Just what in your mind was going on, I guess, last year, and how can you, I guess, take things to a different level this year, I suppose?
I definitely had a lot of setbacks last year. But that's no excuses.
A lot of it health-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But definitely this year is just trying to maintain my health and kind of just be healthy the whole year. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my biggest goal right now, just stay healthy.
Hey, where are you practicing primarily right now?
Kind of all over. I'm kind of a mix between the Will, Jack, and Sam.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Just your thought about why it was important for you to come back for another year of college football at Ohio State in general. Just what were your thoughts, I guess?
Coming back, I just thought, you know, last year I didn't have a real year. So I just felt like another year of film would be definitely a help. And just coming back to the Brotherhood, honestly, is the biggest ticket. The biggest thing that sold me on coming back was just coming back for one more year, getting time to spend or getting to spend time with the guys and getting to know them better.
What are your strengths as a player?
I definitely think I play fast, loose, and can definitely analyze some things a little bit faster. But those are all things that I continue to work on every day.
How do you, I'm talking to Taraja about the defense and how it varies for the linebackers. He said there's just a lot of different things for you guys to do. But what is maybe the most basic job of a linebacker in this defense, do you think?
Honestly, just the plug where the water leaks. Kind of just fitting off the D lineman and in the past, just trying to have that foosball spacement and just having good alignment, good spacing in the pass game and, you know, just plugging where the water leaks.
Is that something that, you know, that's kind of basic, but is that really something that was kind of holding you guys back in the past where there was just maybe not – everybody wasn't always on the same page?
No, I definitely think we're on the same page. I definitely don't really know what was setting us back. I definitely think we all played as hard as we could. So I definitely don't think as far as last year goes, like, I definitely think there wasn't a problem. We just had fanatical effort, did everything we could, the best we did.
How do you like it in Columbus?
I love it. The town's great. People are great. The food is actually really good. Okay. I mean, being from Vegas, you got a whole bunch of variety of food, but
yeah.
The food here is great. But I love the people most of all. They're very kind and friendly.
Did you get used to the cold?
Nah, I'm still not used to it.
It was extra cold this winter.
Oh, for sure. I mean, this is my first time really experiencing four seasons.
Yeah.
So I'm usually just a shirt, T-shirt, like T-shirt, shorts guy. But now I had to layer up, so it's kind of weird.
Do you have any tips for West Coast people getting through the cold?
Layers. Yeah, I would say, like, at least two layers on is probably the best thing. Yeah, that's probably the best advice I give you, just dress for the weather, really.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
From getting to your goals, if you guys aren't ready to defend physical teams like that, you're going to use two tight ends and run the ball.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, we have to be prepared to play teams like that. Those are always tough games. You just got to be ready to answer the call. Going to have some Sam linebackers, you know, there's me, EA, Taraj, I think got a couple reps today at Sam. You know, you just got to have some physical dudes that are willing to do a dirty job. And as a redshirt freshman in my second year, you know, I'll do any job, you know.
You mentioned that, you know, sitting last year, the four games you played and kind of going through. And I'm curious about, I mean, as you sat and watched this linebacker room kind of switch from that 4-3 to a 4-2-5, kind of whether it was, kind of the same what Jim was bringing in, what were your thought process? Were you worried about, you know, the less spots in such a crowded room, or what kind of, as you watched it mold, as you watched it change, where did your mind go?
Well, when we first started winter conditioning this year, and, you know, Stover was still in the room, Eli Myers, that's playing tight end, H-back now, you know, those guys were still in the room. I mean, we had, at that time, we just knew that it was going to be like a 4-2-5 structure,
yeah.
And we had like 15, 16 linebackers. So, I mean, I knew it was going to be competitive. So, I mean, that just kind of fueled the fire a little bit more. You know, you gotta bring it.
For a player like you that is kind of in that process of fighting for playing time, just to see, does it bring that fire in you? Does it challenge you? Or are you like, okay, well, I mean, like, are you, I don't know, like, where does your mind go when you're like, okay, you see a lot of competition for a spot that you want to
play? Oh, I mean, what it all boils down to is you gotta have something that sets you apart from everyone else. So, I just came in here every day in the winter. No matter what time it was early group, late group, didn't matter. You know, I tried to bring it. I wanted to have a gold off season or winter conditioning, and I don't know how to split it besides you got to bring it every day.
That's interesting, that idea of, I mean, it looks crowded to us, right? Looking at the linebacker, and I'm just like, man, that's a lot of dudes.
Yeah.
But I like that idea of you've got to find a way to separate yourself. You've got to do something to make yourself stand out, or you might get lost, right?
Well, you do. I mean, if you want to find a role, you know, you got to do something to stand out. Like, you can't have a bunch of cookie cutters at linebacker. You got to have some diversity in what people can do. And I think that I can play the same role. I think that I can brush off the edge or whatever it may be, you know, yeah. Whatever this Sam thing leads to. We only got just a couple calls right now. So.
That Sam linebacker is your calling? Was that what you thought you would play when you got here? Or was that kind of, or what was that process like?
No, and when I got here, you know, we didn't really have a Sam linebacker when I got here because it was Coach Wash, Coach Combs, and it was a 4-2-5 structure. And in the spring last year, we didn't hardly run any or have to go against any 12 personnel. And another thing is, last spring there was only four or five linebackers by the end of it, by the end of spring ball. So, but no, I figured that I would always probably be a Mike Will guy just because Sams are typically, you know, 6'3", 6'4 guys.
So what mental adjustments do you have to make to kind of get ready for that position that you may have not thought yourself being in?
Well, I'd just say that, you know, it's, you got to be physical every single play. You got guys you're just 2 or 3 yards from. And they're coming to run through your face, and you got to go run through theirs. I mean, that's pretty much the reality of the position.
Are you doing any Micah Will cross training at this point?
Yeah, I'm a Will too. I've gotten more reps of Will through spring than I've seen.
You talk about being a cookie cutter, not being a cookie cutter, but also like you almost have to be to live up to the standard, like cookie cutter in the sense of like you all have to be at the exact same level at the exact same time. Like, how do you kind of balance that, making sure that you're sticking out, but also making sure that you're not trying too hard to stick out and be different where you might get, you know, caught in the wash of all the linebackers?
Well, I can kind of clear that statement up. You want to be a cookie cutter as far as the culture goes. You know, you got to give great effort. You got to be a good tackler. You got to put the silver bullets first. And then personally, you know, when it comes to finding a niche or a role, you got to have something that sets you apart. So, you know, like Tommy Eichenberg. Tommy Eichenberg knows the game just about front to back. He makes mistakes, but he's very sharp. You know, Steele comes up big in third down packages, you know, makes plays. Like last year, played a couple screens perfectly on third down, you know, things like that. I mean, it's just, you got to have something that the DC or your position coach or whoever sees in you that you can do well, and they'll find a place for you.
What's Knowles like as a linebacker?
In the meeting room, pretty chill. Cover a lot of material in a short amount of time, really. And, you know, when we get out here on the field, you know, he's a fiery guy, just as you would expect.
You use the term silver bullets. You use the term silver bullets there. I haven't heard that this spring, just because I think everybody's so locked in on just trying to get back to where the defense needs to be. Mm-hmm. How much pride do you take in those two words, just being the silver bullets and getting the defense back to the silver bullets?
Well, it's held in high regard. I mean, every single unit meeting that we have, Coach Knowles puts up on the board five things that, you know, make a silver bullet and what you have to live up to every single day. And, you know, we take tremendous pride in that. And it's been like that for years now, and it's not going to change.
Thank you, Reed.
How much easier is it for you this spring, knowing where you are, what position room you're in, what your opportunities are, than last year when it seemed like there was a lot of flux in your personal spot?
As far as, like, an opportunity, like, where I was going, I feel a lot more comfortable. But, I mean, as far as, like, scheme and, like, getting the defense down, I kind of feel like I'm in the same boat. Brand new defense, kind of just a new, like, a whole defensive staff that comes in and, like, changes everything. But, I mean, it's for the better, and I'm having a great time going through it.
What is your role in this defense? I mean, you and Tommy, I think a lot of people have you guys penciled in as the starters in the 4-2-5. But we don't really know what the two are in that 4-2-5 anymore because everything has moved around, right? So how has your job changed?
I don't really think it's changed. I mean, we're just still like a couple linebackers. I can't really disclose too much. And I mean, some of it, we don't even know a lot of it. It's really fresh, brand new defense. I mean, we're really just starting to get our feet wet now, like the back half of spring ball. But I mean, I'd say our jobs are still the same. Just find the ball, tackle it.
Do you see a different response from the offense to you guys this year?
Like, yes, absolutely. Yeah, they look a little more confused because we're just bringing a whole bunch of new shit. And I don't blame them. Because, I mean, it's confusing for us, so it's definitely confusing for them.
As a player, obviously this production is directly tied to your future potential earnings, right? How excited are you to just get a chance to do so many different things?
Oh, I'm really excited. Me and Tommy talk about it every day. It's just, I mean, it's this brand new defense. I mean, I guess it's because it's new, but, I mean, just the freshness of it just really feels like a deep breath of air or whatever. It's just fun getting to do something new. Just can kind of do new jobs and stuff, just run around, have fun.
How do you get Tommy to talk?
he's an oddball, but I mean, I love the dude. I've been roommates with him for 2 years, so I mean, it's just, I'm around him all the time, so we talk a lot.
You, Cade, and Tommy are sort of like the group, right? Your best friends.
We've got a little place called the Bar House. We got about seven guys that packed in there and two dogs, so it's pretty tight knit group.
How hard is it for you guys when Cade says, hey, I'm tight end again?
It pissed me off. I didn't talk to him for like a day or so, but I mean, he goes over there and now he's killing that tight end, so I can't really blame him. He's doing what he's got to do.
Tackle him or have him tackle alongside you?
Tackle alongside me. I would never want to tackle him, but I mean, I got to now.
Your trip goes from playing running back in Arizona State to the linebackers here. You obviously went through a very similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things have you been able to, like, you know, teach him or relate to him about making that position?
Right now we're just all relying on each other to, like, getting the plays down and stuff. What he's been doing is pretty crazy. I mean, going straight from running back to defense and then learning this complex structure we have, what he's doing is pretty crazy. And then, I mean, he's just one of those physically gifted guys on the team. So even if he doesn't know what he's doing, like a lot of us don't, sometimes he's just able to just find the ball just based on pure athleticism. I mean, I'm struggling a little bit. I mean, I got up to like 232, and now I'm starting to eat as much. I just got a lot of class, and then here, so I'm down like 228 or so. I gotta bump back up a little bit, eat some more Wheaties or something. I don't know.
What do you want to be?
Personally, I would love to be a 225, but I gotta be heavier. Yeah, I gotta be a little thicker in the gut.
How different?
Oh, I guess I feel a lot more free. Just, I mean, I'm pretty confident in my play style now, so even if I don't know something, I just go get the ball. And with last year, I felt at the beginning I was just doubting myself with a lot of stuff, just not really sure what to do in what moments. Now I kind of just go.
I mean, you did have a considerable experience. You had a pretty good year. You didn't get back in the year. Were you satisfied or were you kind of cringe?
I cringe, mostly because we had just watched, we had Team Up North Pier today, and we watched the film. I haven't seen it until then, and that was pretty sick, so that was pretty rough. And I feel like that game overall just kind of determines what kind of season we had, and based on that, that wasn't too good.
He said the Team Up North game was on the TV the other day.
I didn't watch it. I didn't see it. I wouldn't want to watch it.
What happened?
I'd rather not talk about it. It's April. We got, I don't know, 100, 200 so days until that day. So we'll focus then.
Coach Point kind of described you last year. Like, you've seen you go, even if you don't always know where you're going.
Yeah.
You're going to attack. He liked that about you. Is that a fair way to put how last year was for you?
I guess, but now I'm kind of getting my ass chewed out for it. A couple times, supposed to be a man and not go. Next thing you know, Coach Combs is mother effing me, telling me to get on the sideline. So it's a fine balance between it. You gotta know when to go and you gotta know when to do your job.
So now I'm gonna assume that you know where you're supposed to be going.
I'd like to think I do, yeah. Sometimes a little iffy, but I mean getting the hang of it.
New defense,
yeah.
So when you do know where you're supposed to go and you're seeing and you're going,
yeah.
How does that raise your ceiling as a lineman?
It just makes it fun, and then whenever the game's fun, you just play better. Oh yeah, that's on me. You said Combs, guy, Combs in my head. That's on me. All good.
I mean, how different is it for you guys when you're cutting your pace at 4.5? You and Samantha played a lot of 2.5 last year. Does that change the way you guys do your
position? Really? No. I mean, it's just pretty simple. D line gets the ball, linebackers kind of just do it all, and then back guys cover their guys. And I mean, just all working together, really. Pretty simple.
Has it made it more competitive? I mean, you guys now have some depth at that, those two positions. There's a lot of guys that can play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you sense more competition.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we came in the beginning of spring, it seemed like we had 38 linebackers. Right. But, I mean, now we've shortened it down a little bit, but, I mean, we still got everyone in the room, just great player, great guys. So, I mean, there's definitely competition all the way from top to bottom. So, I mean, it just raises all of our play and just makes us better players and better defense in general.
In general, this defense, a lot of young guys played last year, mm-hmm. now going through it a second time as comfortable guys. How much does that change the defense, even while learning a new scheme?
I think that's huge, just even seeing it in spring ball. Just guys, like, I know, off the top of my head, I know me, like Tommy, Rocket, we are all guys that just really starting to get into our roles last year. And, I mean, we're kind of tiptoeing around sometimes, but now it's just we start to understand exactly what we're doing. We can just go, just get that experience under us. Look at him, man.
Everybody knows what they're doing. How are you able to communicate with a veteran from all
three? Wait, repeat that again. I suppose.
How does that help with the communication? You know what you're doing. How does it help everybody say what is going on?
It helps a lot. I mean, the communication really just stays the same. Just the trust we have, like, in the back all the way to the front, just knowing that guy behind us has our back, it really just helps just us being confident in doing our job.
How much have you picked up on the
We have learned a lot. It is, it's pretty amazing how much that he's put in through 10 practices now. At first, I was kind of pissed that we were doing all this stuff because, I mean, I just wanted to get out there and play and we're putting in all these plays. But now, just kind of taking a step back and realizing what he's done to this defense, it's pretty outstanding what he's done. His scheme, I have all the confidence in the world in his scheme. I mean, he's a hard ass. He'll scream at you, but I know what he's doing for this program is pretty awesome. As far as like coaching wise,
well, just schematically.
I'm pretty sure it's at its core, it's the same, but I mean, it's different. It's still a brand new defense. Can't really say too much.
Was it a lot of time like spent in like meeting rooms, like learning like from film or learning from like him explaining the defense to you? Is that why you were kind of pissed or angry or whatever, or that you wanted to be out here kind of putting it into practice, or what was that like?
It's just, I mean, we would go one day, we'd run like a batch of plays, next day you put in like 10 plays, and then we'd go out and run all those plays again. If you don't get it right, get yelled at. But, I mean, that happens. So, I mean, it's just constantly just stacking. But, I mean, he's told us like what the process is. Sooner or later, we're going to have all that down. Then once we get to game time, we really shorten it up, just start focusing in on what we have that week.
And I'm
right, where he's flooding us in, just really, just, yeah, it's a lot.
And I don't know if you've thought about it, but
about this at all. But, I mean, is this something that you could have tackled last year? Like, I mean, at this, I'm transitioning from running back to linebacker, or is it kind of, does it help kind of knowing the position, like knowing what it's, it takes to play linebacker, knowing what it's like, and then having all this thrown at you?
I'd say right now I'm in a better position to learn it compared to probably where I would be last year. I mean, it'd certainly be hard, but I mean, we still got guys like got CJ, got Gabe, got all the young guys that are learning it really fast. So I feel like I'd be able to do it too. It's kind of stressful, I'd say, like in film. It makes fun of us a lot. That's all I love. But I mean, it's stressful because I mean, he's top dog. He's really calling the shots, and I mean, he's also telling you like what kind of technique you got to have where. So I mean, it's nice because I mean, he's kind of just like the main head, and you're always with him 24/7. Excuse me. Oh yeah, and he has taken that role on like big time.
It's like he's got a plan, like it's kind of all planned out of how he's going to teach you guys. Does that help kind of to know that like there's a plan of, you know, how he's going to teach you guys?
Oh yeah, it's just really trusting the process and trusting the plan that he's put in. I mean, it's hard sometimes, like trusting it, but I mean, you just gotta have faith in it.
Were there ever times last year where you felt like the opposing offense maybe was a little too in tune to what you guys were doing?
Yeah.
I mean, is that frustrating?
Yeah, I won't speak much about it, but yeah.
And conversely, when you're talking about putting all this stuff in, but does that also make it more appealing to go through this now?
Yeah, knowing that we have more than like a couple, two or three plays in the game, yeah, it's definitely a lot better knowing that we've got more ammunition in the game.
Is that even already happening in practice? I mean, Coach Dave talked about there's a little more maybe, there's more of a plan that CJ has to attack.
Oh yeah, I feel like we're confusing the offense a little more just as far as like what we're doing as a whole. But I mean, especially going against this offense, if we're confusing them sometimes, I feel like what we can do to other teams is pretty crazy.
You mentioned CJ and Gabe. What have you seen out of them? How have they grown over the course?
They're students of the game, man. I love those guys. I mean, they're coming in, doing extra tape and everything, looking over practice, asking questions to all the old guys. I know I wouldn't do that. I was shy as hell whenever I was little. But I mean, they're just great players, smart as hell. I mean, they're just flying around. Sometimes you don't know what to do, but they're still just making plays.
Is it weird to view yourself as an old guy in a room like the linebacker position, having only kind of been there 1 year, you know, mm-hmm. like switched at the college level for 1 year? Is that weird for you, or kind of like this?
I haven't really thought about it like that. I just feel like I just treat everyone like equals. Like sometimes we'll have people call them like a young buck or whatever. I just like think everyone has an equal chance or whatever. Everyone's in the same boat.
Awesome.
Coach Knowles is a genius. Like I said, great guy to be around. As soon as you come in the room, the energy just goes up. His energy is contagious. I love playing for him. Smart, like a very, very smart football coach. One of the smartest I've been around so far, just off these few months. I'm excited to work with him.
Has your position changed any because of him?
Yes.
Tell me how.
Last year I played Will. This year I'm playing Mike.
Okay. And how different of a progression is that, or difference is that?
The whole defense really changed. So it's like I said, it's so many variable, different jobs and alignments. And this year, I'm just more in the box.
And do you enjoy playing that role better, and do you enjoy this defense better?
Yes. I love this defense. Like I said, it's variable. We're aggressive. We're attacking. I love it.
How challenging was last year for you to go into the year as a starter, go in as a captain, and kind of lose playing time over the course of a year?
It was difficult for sure. Many don't know I had some life-changing situations happen in my life off the field, and it kind of played a role in a lot of things. But it was challenging, but I'm staying true to the process. I love this program. I love everything about this program, and I'm excited for this season.
Do you think about
the driving reasons for you to want to come back here for your super senior year?
Yes. I want to win a national championship. We put in so much work, and I think it's time. It's time for us to win a national championship. So I decided to work for that.
Did you think about moving on or transferring elsewhere?
No, I committed back to this place in 2017. Once I committed, I committed. I'm staying true to this program. I love this program. I love Coach Jay and what he's done. I'm all in.
Obviously, you were already a captain last year. How do you even grow on that and become a bigger leader this year?
Just working with the guys, going through Coach Mick's training, that's where the leadership shows up the most, man. Just you know, pushing the guys to understand that we have a goal, and that goal is to win the national championship and do whatever it takes.
Who are some of the other guys you see stepping up as leaders right now?
Tommy Eichenberg stepping up, Xavier Johnson, Cam Babb. It's so many guys that I can say this team this year, it's a lot of alphas, a lot of guys that want to step up to the plate and take leadership of the team. So
what's Tommy like when he steps up as a leader?
Oh, man.
We see him as a quiet
leader. Yeah. He's quiet, but he's fierce, man. Like, Tommy's a fierce dude, and love to be around him. He's quiet, but like I said, he takes control when he has to.
When you say fierce, explain, define that from a football player standpoint.
It's hard to explain. Like, he's just about his business. Like, he comes in, it's no games with Tommy. Tommy, he ain't going to play around. He'll play around a little bit, crack a smile here and there, but he's serious. He's about his business.
So, right, you touched on this a minute ago. Was last season almost like not a lost year for you, but, I mean, like you said, the distractions, et cetera. Did you feel a little bit lost sometimes? Like, what was the feeling for you, like, in the field, I guess?
Like I said, last year for me, I kind of let the off-field situations trickle in on the field, so like I said, it was a rough time for me mentally, but I'm on a good track now and ready to roll.
Roger, have you seen the HBCU schools gaining notoriety with Eddie George, Coach Prime? Notre Dame is scheduling Tennessee State. I know it's a little bit off the beaten path here, but are they getting more credibility and respect?
Oh, most definitely. That's huge, and I'm glad HBCUs are finally getting the credit they deserve. They have talent just like us. They have guys that can play ball just like us. So I'm so excited that HBCUs are finally getting the opportunity to compete at a high level with us.
Ryan Day said a few weeks ago that he felt like leadership was a big point of emphasis for you guys this year. Did you feel like last year, like, maybe there wasn't as much leadership as you guys needed?
Oh, most definitely. Like I said, we had leadership, but in those tough moments where we needed it, it wasn't where it needed to be. It was there, but it wasn't the standard of Ohio State and what we had in the past. You know, we had guys, we had some leaders that were the best leaders I've been around. So the standard wasn't there, but we're getting it there for sure.
Raj, it almost seems like a role reversal from last year where you guys maybe, with all the kind of drama that went on with Dallas, Kayvon, you know, having to bring Steele over. Now all of a sudden it seems like you guys went from being scant to an abundance of wealth. You're back. PG's back. You saw Tommy ball out and was in the Rose Bowl. Yeah. Can you talk about that a little bit, how the difference even from last year to now, just in the spring this year, just seems like it's a complete 180.
It's definitely a change. Like I said, glad to have guys. We're all back. And like I said, we've been working for this thing for a long time. And let's make it happen. That's our mindset. Let's make it happen. With the new defense, let's master the defense and do whatever it takes to win the national championship and be a top five defense in the country.
Do you feel personally like your unit is going to be the leaders of the defense for the upcoming season?
Oh, most definitely.
Not just saying that because you're a linebacker, but for real.
Most definitely. Like I said, obviously the other groups are great. They have talent, but I feel like our guys, you know, we're the workhorses. We're usually the guys at the front of the line, everything. Like, we're the workhorses. So I feel like we take accountability for the whole defense. That's how we feel.
You and Kayvon and Dallas were kind of all in the same situation, you know, last year coming in, you know, maybe expected to have a major role. Yeah. And it necessarily didn't go the same way, you know, that you maybe expected it for yourself either.
Yeah.
You know, so what was different really for you about sticking around and continuing to be a part of this program rather than once in a while?
For me, I'm big on loyalty. Like I said, I committed to the school back in 2017. And I've been all in ever since. Just because it doesn't go my way, that doesn't mean, for me personally, that don't mean just shy away and run away. I'm going to keep attacking this thing, and God has a plan for me, and I'm going to keep working.
What did it mean to you to, like, see them go and find, you know, another place to latch on to and continue?
Well, those are my guys. I'm so happy for them. They finally get the opportunity, you know, show what they have, because they're some very talented guys, so I'm so excited for them. Can't wait to see them play this fall.
Is it challenging to now be playing for your third different linebacker coach here?
It's crazy. I remember as a recruit, I had Coach Fickle for a little bit, and Coach Davis, and Coach Washington, now Coach Knowles. But, I mean, that's what comes with the business of college football. So it is what it is. You just got to respond to it. You're going to have events in life, you got to respond to it. So.
How are you enjoying learning from Coach Knowles so far?
I'm loving it. Like I said, he's a great guy to be around. He makes football fun.
In what ways does he make football fun?
Like I said, we come into meetings, his music class, then, like, the way he teaches is different. I've never seen a coach teach how the way he teaches. And like I said, the guys were having fun going to meetings and having fun putting it out on the field.
You mentioned, sorry,
this year is a little unique for you as well because it's that extra year of eligibility. Yeah. You know, do you have like things that you feel like you need to prove in this last year?
Oh, most definitely. Like I said, I've had some obstacles, and I'm overcoming them now, and I'm ready to show the world. A lot of people doubt me, so ready to show the world.
You mentioned not having as much leadership on the team as you guys needed last year. What do you think maybe it was that kind of led to not having that?
To be honest, going back to COVID really messed us up. Like, a lot of the younger guys don't really know the way. And as older guys, we failed them in showing them the way. We kind of just expected that they would come in, but COVID messed us up. Like, being off for that long and not being able to come together as a team, and kind of really slowed us down. But we're getting back on track. We had a real tough winter. Coach Mick got us right, so it's getting back.
All right, folks, hope you enjoyed those. Got some info, some little tidbits and stuff. Good interview with CJ. Always like to hear him talk. And we'll come back with press conferences and player interviews next week. Take it easy and go Bucks.